Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
We have our first look at the Lord of the Rings, Rings of Power.
The skies are strange.
The epic drama is set thousands of years before the events of J.R.R. Tolkien's The Hobbit and The Lord of the Rings, and follows an ensemble cast of characters, both familiar and new, as they confront the long-feared re-emergence of evil to Middle-earth. The series starts on Prime Video from September 22.
Hollywood actor Larry Storch has passed away. The iconic actor was best known for his comedic TV roles, especially for the role of the bumbling Corporal Randolph Agarn on F Troop. Larry died of natural causes, aged 99, and was just 6 months shy of his 100th birthday.
More sad news with the passing of Tony Sirico, best known for his role as Paulie Walnuts Gualtieri on The Sopranos. He was 79. Now, his death was announced by his family on Facebook, saying, "It's with great sadness, but with incredible pride, love, and a whole lot of fond memories that the family of Gennaro wished to inform you of his death on July 8. No cause of death was reported. Michael Gandolfini, the son of late Sopranos star James Gandolfini, said Sirico was the kindest, fiercely loyal and heartfelt man I've ever known.
You know, I'm starting to feel a little intimidated.
As well you should, my friend. A man who teaches skiing for a living ought to look after his physical condition.
Ah, Paulie.
Oprah Winfrey's beloved father, Vernon, has also passed away at the age of 88. The talk show host honoured her father by reposting the video of a surprise gathering she threw for him on the 4th of July, just last week at his home in Nashville. She posted, "Yesterday, with family surrounding his bedside, I had the honour of being with my father as he took his last breath. We could feel peace enter the room at his passing. The peace still abides. All is well."
And get excited. Tom Cruise is considering a Top Gun 3. Yes, we could have a trilogy on our hands after the sequel, Top Gun Maverick, continues to dominate at the box office. It's now earned over $1 billion at the worldwide box office and is Tom Cruise's highest earning movie ever. There is no wonder he's considering a third one, and Miles Teller, who plays Rooster in the latest installment, is totally keen to get back on board.
Will there be a Top Gun sequel? Will we see you again?
That would be great, but that's all up to TC. That's all up to Tom. Been having some conversations with him about it, but, you know, we'll see.
Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali. 91.7
The Wave.